In the verdant heart of the sacred grove, where the essence of serenity and sanctity intertwined, a garden of ethereal beauty blossomed under the benevolent watch of Cadona, the resplendent goddess of light. In this celestial haven, radiant flowers unfurled their petals in a kaleidoscope of hues, swaying gracefully in the gentle embrace of the breeze, performing a silent ballet that captivated the senses. Amidst this splendor, waterfalls, like cascades of liquid diamonds, tumbled into pools as clear as the purest crystal. Within these serene waters, exotic fish glided in an aquatic dance, their scales shimmering like jewels beneath the water's surface. The grove was a sanctuary not only for flora, but also for majestic creatures. These ethereal beings roamed amidst the blooms, drawn by the divine energy that permeated every leaf and petal. As the enchanting melodies of the sacred grove swelled in a symphonic crescendo, the imposing figure of Lysander, god of the sea, materialized beside her. His presence was as commanding as the ocean he ruled, exuding the power and profound calm of the endless deep. Yet, beneath this divine serenity, a current of concern rippled. Fleeting and subtle shadows danced across Cadona's usually serene visage, mirroring the unease that stirred within her. The persistent darkness lingering in afore, a remnant of the abyssal dominion's malevolence, weighed heavily upon her divine senses. She knew in her heart that action was imperative to dispel these shadows and preserve the fragile equilibrium of Vakari. With a resolve as unwavering as the mountains themselves, Cadona addressed Lysander.
The echoes of the abyss persist in afore, my dear friend. This unchecked darkness threatens to unravel Vakari's delicate tapestry. We must act to ensure its eradication.
Lysander acknowledged her words with a gravity befitting his divine stature, his eyes as deep and fathomless as the ocean he embodied.
Your words ring with truth, Cadona. The time is indeed upon us to confront this lingering shadow and restore the symphony of harmony to afore.
A plan began to crystallize in the luminescent sanctuary of Cadona's mind.
We shall seek the aid of Lord Karanen and Ong Swifthammer. Their fortitude and resilience are the keys to dispelling the remnants of the abyss. Together we can liberate afore from the clutches of darkness that still cling to its soul.
Their conversation, a confluence of divine intent and purpose, resonated through the sacred grove. This hallowed place, a silent witness to the shaping of Vakari's destiny through the ages, remained a bastion of tranquility. Even as the gods set in motion events that would ripple across the realm, challenging the very fabric of existence in their quest to restore balance and light. In the enchanting realm of Everhona, nature unfurled its splendor in a symphony of colors and fragrances. Like veins of light, crystal pathways wove through the verdant expanse, leading to masterpieces of harmonious dwellings, where crystal and wood intertwined in an elegant embrace amidst the sweet scent of myriad flowers. The air was alive with the joyful play of creatures like Pumpkin, who frolicked amidst the foliage, her sleek form darting after butterflies that danced in the gentle caress of the breeze. In this idyllic sanctuary, Karanen, Ong, and Keisha found themselves enveloped by the vibrant tapestry of nature. The Eladrin's garden was a haven of tranquility, a stark contrast to the ominous shadows that still haunted the depths of afore. As they basked in the serenity of Everhona, the divine figures of Cadona and Lysander emerged, their presence a confluence of celestial grace and elemental might. Karanen bowed before them with a reverence born of ancient wisdom, acknowledging their divine stature. Cadona, her voice a melody that resonates with the concern of the heavens, spoke of the darkness that lingered like a stubborn stain in afore.
We are troubled by the remnants of darkness in afore,
she intoned.
Lysander and I believe the time has come to address this shadow, to ensure the healing of Vakari is thorough and complete. We extend this invitation to you to join us in this crucial endeavor.
Karanen, his gaze shifting to Ong, pondered the gravity of their proposal.
This presents an opportunity to delve into the Abyssal Dominion's stronghold, he mused, to seek out any artifacts or remnants of darkness that must be purged.
Ong nodded in agreement, his thoughts a whirlpool of duty and determination.
Indeed.